Would you call it loam?
Well, I never heard it called that.
You never heard it called that. Okay. If they are getting water off the marshes, you say they're doing what to it? They're getting water off. They're taking the water away.
Draining it?
Draining it, Now suppose you had land a bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation. What would you do to the land to get the water off?
Have to drain it.
Right. And what would you call the thing that you dug? That is a long ditch. What you call that to drain it?
Well, I call them we used to do it with plows, but now they have a
big ditch digger.
Ditch digger.
But what do you call the ditch itself? The long, the low canal-like thing that drains a lot of land all the time.
I suppose it would be called a ditch, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. It's got a canal here, but it depends on the size of which a ditch or canal. But drain ditch.
There, they might.
It would depend on how large an area and deep an area.
Mm-hmm.
Shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream. A narrow bit of water that flows in and out with the tide. You know what that's called? A little small, shallow arm of the sea, a tidal stream. What would that be called, you know?
No, that's not.
That's down in Louisiana. We don't live in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a creek or a shallow arm of the sea or a tidal stream, a natural bayou, a slough, or bay, or cove.
Slough.
Would you call it a slough?
I guess we call it a slough.
Okay, a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. What's that big, deep thing called?
Ditch.
We have more than a ditch. Maybe it's got another name. Got any other name to it? As the water comes gushing down through this, deep, narrow. If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across the road or a field, you call that place a deep
channel.
Did you hear a gully?
Gully.
Would you call it gully?
That's what I think.
Okay, I've heard of big rain being gully washers. You know what a gully washer is?
Gully. That's
gully washer is a big downspout of rain.
Yeah.
Gully washer.
Gully. I've heard it called that.
Gully. Okay.
I don't know nothing else.
Okay. What do you call a small stream of water?
Branch.
Yeah, but we got some a little bit larger than that around here.
Creeks.
Is there anything smaller than that in a creek?
Yeah, a little branch. A spring branch.
Anything between that and the river? Well, the creek's a little bit larger than branch, isn't
it?
What's larger? What's between a creek and a river?
Well,
it's about all.
So
it's got a creek and a stream, a brook, a run, a branch. You got the branch right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are the names of some of the streams around here?
You mean the creek?
Yeah. This way, the Indian
Creek. Indian Creek, and Harden's Creek, and Butler's Creek, and Shawnee.
How about down toward Iron City?
Well, that's Shawnee.
Well,
you go
Holly?
All the way west, Holly Creek.
Yeah. These are all called creeks right here, aren't they?
Yeah. So there's three Butler Creeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just different. Green River.
What do you call a very small rise in the land?
Hill.
All right. Is there anything smaller than that hill?
Yeah. A hill, and of course it's smaller than a mountain, but a hill.
What do you call it if it's a little larger than a hill?
It's a mountain, and it gets bigger than a hill.
What do you call that thing that you turn on a doorknob? A door.